and was shoving the folded check into his pocket when he pulled it back out and studied it. Where his or Gray's name was supposed to be were the words, "You're under arrest."
What?
Fogarty flashed a badge from his pocket. "Leroy Banks, you're under arrest for the murder of Andre Dupree and for arson in the case of..." Leroy and Cornelius were reaching for their weapons when the cops rushed in.
"Don't even think about it,"
one shouted, and the two were disarmed, handcuffed, and led away. Vicky decided it was one of the coolest things she had ever seen. While Banks and Gray were being read their rights, Vicky heard another police officer on a walkie-talkie telling someone else to
move on Talia Gray.
Lionel stood in the kitchen of Judd Thompson's house, watching Ryan finish the rest of his sandwich. Lionel talked with Talia Gray on the phone, wondering what in the world she was so excited about.
"This is the weirdest thing," she said. "You have to see this. Maybe you've already seen it."
"What? What?"
"It's a videotape. Connie said it was in the VCR he ripped off from a house not too far from here. Guy on the tape says he's pastor of New Hope Church or something, and that if we're watching this, it's because he's gone. He's telling all the stuff we must be going through, and he's explaining what happened. Just like what my mama used to tell me. This is so cool."
"Yeah, I've seen it," Lionel said. "Like I told you before, I was the only person in my family who wasn't a believer. That's why I was left behind."
"Me too, I guess," Talia said sadly.